Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Husis, and welcome to Cellar Notes. Well, everybody knows the big Bordeaux, the Saint-Emilion, the Médoc, the Pomerol, the Saint-Estèphe. But there's a lot of different, smaller, not very well-known regions in the whole Bordeaux area, which is actually fairly large. And if you're looking for value in Bordeaux, maybe that's some of the areas you want to look.
That's right, Hugh. There are 65 different wine appellations in Bordeaux.
I didn't realize there was that many. That's a lot.
It's a lot. And I'm only familiar with a few of them, but there can be great values. Overall, the winemaking has improved in recent decades. So the chances of getting something fairly decent at a good price are fairly high. Let's start with one from a region called Lussac-Saint-Emilion. It's obviously very close to Saint-Emilion. This is Chateau Michel du Vert, and it's his 2019. The wine is 90% Merlot with 10% Cab Franc, but this is not California Merlot. Has nothing to do with California Merlot. This is just totally, totally different. The wine is really quite dark. The aroma is quite earthy and smoky with blackberry notes and dark spices. And on the palate, the wine is decidedly full-bodied with considerable tannins. So that's not California, is it?
Nope.
The fruit is based on earthiness with stewed red fruit flavors. And the wine is very much a baby still and would benefit from 3 to 4 years aging. I think it's going to be worth the wait. At $16, it's not a bad investment. I just have to emphasize that young Bordeaux can be a bit challenging. So just keep that in mind. Now here's one.
Sort of like a precocious teenager.
Yeah. Here's one from a pretty well-known region. It's called Fronsac. And it's Clos du Roi, Clos the King. And 2018, $25. Fronsac is able to fetch a higher price because, among other things, it's very popular in Paris. So this bottle is 95% Merlot with 5% Cab Franc. The color is a beautiful dark garnet. And this one will start with raspberry, jam, dark cassis, a whiff of leather, and a bit of forest floor all on the nose. It's pretty complex. And on the palate, the French take on Merlot is just shining through. It's juicy, it's tart, it's quite tannic, and quite oaky. And there's the kind of standard plum component that you do expect to come across, and you'll find it with a touch of white pepper and a sunburst of warm spices. So this is pretty complex. A nice juicy wine. I liked it. It will definitely also improve with age. This is a keeper for the long haul. Now the one that I like the best is from Blaye, it's a region right across the river from the Médoc, which gives it a position of privilege. The wine is very friendly, and it offers a lot. This is the Chateau Le Grand Moulin, and it's a 2016. And those extra years of aging have been very kind to this wine. The aroma is lovely. It's quite pretty. Lots of cassis and cherry smells, along with a whiff of tobacco. And on the palate, it's certainly mature and ready to drink. The texture is soft and lush. The fruit is very deep and shows a sweet side. Hugh, I like this wine so much, I decided that it had to be, at $21, the wine of the week. It's very, very good, ready to drink. You don't have to age it. It will age, but I liked it a great deal. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Cellar Notes on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.